for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. We exalt you, we appreciate you. I say thank you, God, because you are good. Hallelujah, that is what my song will be in every areas of my life. Hallelujah, that is what my song will be, because God has been good, God has been faithful, His mercy endures forever. Lord, I exalt you, I appreciate you. Thank you because I enjoy your mercy on a daily basis. Thank you for the mercy I see, new mercy I see on a daily basis, new mercy my family see on a daily basis. Lord, I am grateful for loving me with an everlasting love. Lord, I worship and exalt you. I say thank you because great is your faithfulness to me, my family, to my country, to every one of us. Even in situation that looks scary, God has been faithful. Lord, we exalt you. I appreciate you. I bless your holy name because faithful are you, God. Thank you for keeping us all through the journey of life. Thank you for strength. Thank you for peace. Thank you for joy. Thank you for hope. Thank you for victory. Thank you for testimony. Thank you for journey mercies. Lord, we exalt and appreciate you. Thank you for saving me, for redeeming me from the pit of hell. Thank you for the past. Thank you for the present. Thank you for the future. Thank you because you're going to keep my feet from sleeping. Lord, I exalt you. I appreciate you. You are worthy to be praised. Thank you, God, for everything. All I have to say is thank you, God. We do not take your love for granted. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Today is Saturday, May 2026. I want us to open our mouths with joy in our hearts to make this word of declaration, because God has been good to us despite all. And throughout this week, we've been talking about and praying, securing the lives of our children, securing our future. I want us to speak these words of declarations into our lives, into the future of our children. I speak to you, my children, in the name of the Lord. The Lord becomes your portion all the days of your lives, in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord open your eyes to eternal life, in the name of Jesus Christ. You will not take the decision of destruction, in the name of Jesus Christ. You will be taught of the Lord, and great will be your peace, in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak to you, my children. The Spirit of the Lord will always be your anchor. The Spirit of the Lord will teach you. You will be taught by the Spirit of the Lord. You will be led by the Spirit of the Lord. Your heart will be filled by the Spirit of God, in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak the word of God to you. Hear ye the word of God. No one will snatch you away from the hands of the Lord. You will not snatch yourself out of the hands of the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, I root you in the hands of the Lord. I root you in the presence of the Lord. You will not walk out of His presence, in the name of Jesus Christ. I secure your life and destiny under the shadow of the Almighty, in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord becomes your light and your salvation all the days of your life, in the name of Jesus Christ. You will not take the path of destruction. You will not sit among the sinners. You will not walk in the walk of the ungodly. You will not choose the place that is contrary to the will of God for your life, in Jesus' name. The Lord becomes your companion. The Spirit of the Lord becomes your daily companion. In the noise of this generation, the voice of the Lord becomes louder in your heart, in Jesus' name. The Lord renews your strength on a daily basis. You will overcome and triumph over every silent battles. You will triumph and overcome over the insanity of this time. You will triumph over the noise of this generation, in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord floods your heart with His peace, in the name of Jesus Christ. Every of your silent battles, the Lord gives you strength to hand them over to the Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. You will not live your life outside the mercy of God. You will not live your life outside the grace of the Lord. The Lord helps you, in the name of Jesus Christ. I secure your destiny in the hands of the Lord. Favor before you, behind you, all the days of your life. You are delivered from the evil of your lineage, in the name of Jesus Christ. Your journey is not in circles, in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak the peace of the Lord upon you. The grace of the Lord, the face of the Lord shines upon you daily, in the name of Jesus Christ. And you will be helped of the Lord, in Jesus' name. Everything that God has said concerning you will come to pass. It will stay and it will come to manifestation, in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we've prayed. As we have been discussing throughout this month, our anchor scripture is taken from Isaiah chapter 40 from verse 28 to 31, and we'll be reading 31 because we are talking about the place of strength, getting strength to forge, getting strength to do the will of God, getting the strength to fulfill the mandate of God for our lives. We'll be reading the verse 31, which says, "But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar with wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. they will walk and not faint in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak to you, our children. You will not faint in the journey of your life in Jesus' name. Amen. Brethren, if there is one thing none of us can buy back, earn more, or pause, it is time. That is why the Bible says we should redeem the time because the days are evil. That is why we are redeeming the time of our children in the place of prayers, because the days are evil. We need a higher force, higher authority to secure the time of those children so that they will not fall into destruction. So the most important thing that we know is that you cannot take back the time. So none of us can buy time back. Today, I want us to know that time is a moment that is very crucial, and we need to work with it with the grace of God. That is what makes our time so important, because without God, we cannot enjoy the value for that time. In the life that we are today, there are a lot of things that call it for our attention. I want us to know that until we choose to be intentional in placing value on our lives, placing value on the lives of our children, we will not be able to do the right thing. And value is choosing to invest rightly in our days. And that is why we want to invest rightly in the days of our children. I want us to open our mouth as we begin to pray for our children. Let us begin to say, thank you, God, for our children. That, Lord, I thank you for my children, because they are secured in your hands. I thank you because your grace will keep them from falling. I thank you because your grace will keep their feet from falling into the ditch. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name of prayer. Psalm 31 verse 5 says, I give you my life. Save me, God, for you are the Lord of truth. I want us to say this prayer point, that Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, I give you the life of my children. Save them by your truth in the journey of their lives, in every way they find themselves. Lord, I give my children to you. I give their lives to you. Save them in your truth. The Bible says you will know the truth and it will set you free. I speak to you, my children. You will know the truth in the word of God and it will set you free on a daily basis in the name of Jesus Christ, because I have given your life to Christ and your life is hidden in Christ in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name of prayer. Isaiah 49 verse 16 says, indeed, I have inscribed you as a picture on the palms of my hand. Your city wall will continually be before me. We're going to pray this prayer and tell God that, Lord, inscribe my children in the palm of your hands. Let them continually be before you all the days of their lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, I inscribe my children into your hands. Inscribe them in the palm of your hands. Let them daily and continually be before you in the name of Jesus Christ. Help them, oh God, not to walk out of your presence in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name of prayer, I want us to say this prayer that, Lord, let your voice be louder in the heart of my children. In this generation filled with insanity, in this generation filled with carelessness and noise, Lord, I put my children into your hands. Let your voice be louder in their hearts. In the name of Jesus Christ, let them continually be in your presence. Let them continually live their lives in you. In the name of Jesus Christ, preserve their lives in your mercy. In the name of Jesus Christ, in all they do, preserve them in your mercy. Let their life be inscribed. Let their name be inscribed in your hands. In the name of Jesus Christ, let them continually be before you all the days of their life. In the name of Jesus Christ, in Jesus' name of prayer, amen. John chapter 8 verse 12 says, whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but we have the light of life. I want us to just say this prayer that, Lord, I put my children into your hands. Teach them to follow you. In the name of Jesus Christ, teach them to follow you, who is the light, so that they can live the life of light. In the name of Jesus Christ, so that their life can carry the light that is in you, so that your light can open their heart and their understanding to the way of wisdom, so that your light will teach them in the path to go, so that they will not choose the path of destruction. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, I put my children into your hands. In the name of Jesus Christ, open their eyes to follow you, who is the light. Make your light shine to their path. Make your light instruct their lives. Make your light instruct their path. Help them to live the life that is carrying your light. In the name of Jesus Christ, teach them to deliberately and intentionally follow you, who is the light. In the name of Jesus Christ, teach them to know your way. Teach them to live by your details. Teach them to live their life for you. Teach them to love you. Teach them to honor you. Teach them to know you, the only true God. Teach them to exchange their lives for your lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, teach them to live the life that you carry. Teach them to live the life that you have given. Teach them to surrender their lives under the rulership of you, the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ. Teach them, oh God, keep their feet from slipping in the name of Jesus Christ. Teach their feet from falling into destruction in the name of Jesus. And teach them to live that light that you carry. Teach them to follow that life that you are freely giving to us in the name of Jesus Christ. Let your voice be louder in their hearts. Let your voice be louder in their ears in the name of Jesus Christ. Silence every noise in their hearts in the name of Jesus Christ. Teach them the way, because you are the only true way, in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name of prayer, amen. Isaiah chapter 54 verse 13 says, all your children shall be taught of the Lord, and great will be their peace. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I speak to my children in the name of Jesus Christ. They will be taught of the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. In the morning, at noon, at night, in every areas of their life, you will be taught of the Lord. I speak to you, my children, in the name of Jesus Christ. You will be taught of the Lord daily in the name of Jesus Christ. You will not be taught by the darkness. You will not be taught by the rulers of these evil ones in the name of Jesus Christ. You will not be taught by evil friends. You will not follow evil friends. You will daily be taught by the Lord. And as you are taught of the Lord, you will make the decision to follow the instructions of the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name of prayer, we're going to pray and tell God that, Lord, I put my children into your hands, that in the name of Jesus Christ, they will not follow bad company. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord will teach them to make the right friends. The Lord teach them to associate with friends that will lift them, to friends that will cheer them into life and purpose that is in you. In the name of Jesus Christ, my children, I speak to you. You will not follow bad companies. You will not shoot bad companies. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will not find yourself in the midst of corrupt friends. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will not make the choice of destruction. You will not make the choice that will mislead you. You will not go to the place that will destroy you. You will not follow bad friends. You will not be lured into bad friends, bad gangs, bad companies. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Spirit of the Lord will continually teach you in the name of Jesus Christ, and great will be your peace in the name of Jesus Christ. All the days of your life you will be taught of the Lord, and great will be your peace in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name of prayer, amen. John chapter 10 verse 28 says, I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hands. And Lord, I pray we'll put our children into your hands. Lord, teach them the eternal life. Open their eyes to eternal life. They will not be snatched from you in the name of Jesus Christ. The insanity of this generation will not snatch them in the name of Jesus Christ. The darkness will not snatch them. You cannot snatch them in the name of Jesus Christ. And you will not perish. You will not be snatched in the hands of the Lord, because you are inscribed in the hands of the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. You cannot perish. You will not perish, because the Lord has inscribed you in his hands in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name of prayer, you, my children, I speak the word of the Lord into you. The Spirit of truth dwells in your heart in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord opens you to the Spirit of truth at all times in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name of prayer, amen. Psalm 130 verse 7 says, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption. In the name of Jesus, I speak to you, my children. You will enjoy the mercy of the Lord all the days of your life. You will not do life outside the mercy of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will enjoy the mercy of the Lord daily. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord redeems your life in the name of Jesus Christ from everything that is contrary to the will of God for your life, because the Lord is plenteous in mercy. You will enjoy the mercy of the Lord to the full in the name of Jesus Christ. You enjoy the mercy of the Lord in every aspect of your life. You will not do life without God in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord redeems your life from every evil that is ahead of you in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord keeps your feet from slipping in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name of prayer, I speak to you, my children, in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord open your understanding early to purpose and impacts in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak to your understanding in the name of Jesus Christ. You become open to the power of impact and purpose early in your life in Jesus. You will not waste away. Your time will not be wasted. In the name of Jesus Christ, I open your understanding to the power of impact and purpose that is in Christ Jesus. You will understand purpose early in life in the name of Jesus Christ, and you will use your purpose to make impact to the glory of God in the name of Jesus Christ. You will not miss it. You will not use your purpose to fulfill the details of the devil in the name of Jesus Christ. You are for the Lord. You will fulfill purpose in Christ Jesus in the name of Jesus Christ. You will understand purpose early in life in the name of Jesus. Jesus Christ. You will not exist without Christ. You will not live without Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name of prayer, amen. Romans chapter 1 verse 28. I speak to you, my children. I give you the mind of Christ. Your mind becomes the mind of Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ. You will embrace the knowledge of God daily in your life, in the name of Jesus Christ. You will retain the knowledge of God. You will not retain the knowledge of darkness, in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak to your life in the name of Jesus Christ. You retain the knowledge of Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ. You will put God in your heart and in all you do in life, in the name of Jesus Christ. You will retain God in your heart. You will praise God on a daily basis, in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord becomes your light, in the name of Jesus. He becomes your salvation. He becomes your pattern. He becomes your choice. He rules over you, in the name of Jesus Christ. When you speak in the light. When you sleep in the light. In all you do it in the consciousness of the light. And the light teaches you everywhere you will go. The light of God becomes the lamp to lighten every journey of your life, in the name of Jesus. I speak the peace of God upon you. It is well with you, in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak the peace of God upon you once again. It is well with you, in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak the peace of God into you once again. You live life in the light of God in Jesus. You become the expression of your God in your generation, and you will not fail God, in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with you, in Jesus' name of prayer. Amen. Brethren, I want us to know that the consciousness of God is very important. Let us put the consciousness of God into our children. Let us make sure they know God, because it is through God that they can survive. Giving their life to Christ is being intentional in putting value in their lives. It is only God that can see them through the journey of life. And as we go through this journey of teaching these children the way of the Lord, the Lord will minister to their hearts. And the way that we are teaching them, the Lord will open us more to the power and the light of God, in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with us. We will make it to heaven, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. It is well with us, in Jesus' name. Thank you, and God bless you. Have a wonderful day and enjoy your weekend.